Welcome to Jesus Experience. You are designed to receive from God the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. And through the life of Christ in you, you will live and affect the world around you. Now, here is Dr. Gary V. Whetstone.
Thirdly, pray that God would interpret through your spirit what He is saying and doing. Pray that the Spirit of God will interpret back to you. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 13 says, "Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret, that you might see what the mysteries are you're praying in the Spirit, that you might hear them. They would sound clear inside and distinct, and you would take accurate steps ordained by God. Finally, do and speak what he is doing and saying." John 5, 17, Jesus answered them, saying, "My Father works hitherto, and I work." Jesus said, "I watch the Father work, I do what he does." John 5, verse 19, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these doeth the Son likewise. As the Father would go and take an action, so would Jesus go take an action. As the Spirit of God goes and takes action, so you cooperate with him and take action. As you hear him speak, you then likewise say. As you see him move, you likewise move." John chapter 12, verse 49, he says, "I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment." Everybody say commandment.
Commandment.
He didn't give Jesus a suggestion and say, "Jesus, listen, if it's not too much trouble for you, why don't you take a few loaves and break them up here." The words of God in Jesus' spirit were commandments. Therefore, if you have a commandment, the thing you do with commandments is what? Obey. He obeyed. Your human spirit is obedient. It is willing. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane made a statement. He said, "The flesh is weak, but the spirit is what? Willing." So I recognize about your life and my life, if I can get through the Word of God, to your human spirit, you will be made willing and you will obey God. Because your human spirit is an obedient one inside who will take from heaven, speak it to you. Your spirit wants to cooperate and turn on that faucet so that the life will flow out. Jesus said, "I have not spoken to myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak." Well, we're done. Now let's watch God do what he wants to do. Let me ask you, how many of you are ready to obey God? Are you sure?
Yes.
How many of you are not certain whether you even want God to even move or not? Well, this could get real serious because you know the teaching here is not for me to do it, it's for you to do it. Because we could have spent the time in intercession before the service and I could have come out and you would have just been a spectator and watched God do what he does. But look at your neighbor and say, that's not what this service is all about. This service is for you to move. Because what good is a message unless you take action on it? Everybody stand up. Let's pray. Let's just thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit that is here. Thank God for the anointing. Father, we thank you that you have ordained and foredestined this night that the Holy Spirit himself can move through us, can breathe, and can penetrate through the barriers of the mental inhibitions. Grace of God, we bow our life to the intelligence of your mind. Now go ahead and just pray in the Holy Ghost here for a few moments. Let your spirit get stirred up right now into the grace of God. Ilam brasso to bahrato rebo sele bratone mondoshi fugo de mi on de rebo soko do de benish kidi kidi rebo sulo bar bon de rebo sat rebo koi. Now I want to do something that's very, very simple tonight. We've got to remove distraction so we don't grieve the Spirit of the Lord. Thoughts, impressions of the mind, things that just kind of pull you off course and sometimes become weights and burdens and oppressions upon you, things you're concerned about, worried about, anxieties that affect you, things that are just weighing on you, keep you from ever squeezing that nozzle and letting the life flow. Because you're distracted. You're not so concerned with this life flowing through you because you got other things on your mind that are pressing on you. All these things have got to come off in order for the anointing to really flow through you. Now, before we get into this arena and step over the edge where the Spirit of God really starts moving with us, how many of you have some things, some situations, maybe have been taking place in your home, your work, your personal life, that even tonight, as we've been teaching, they've still been weighing on you? How many of you have a few handful of those things? 1, 2, 5, 20, 30. You know, still there. Good message, but didn't reach me because I'm still affected by stuff. The Word of God is clear, and it says to cast your cares over into the Lord, for He is caring for you, intimately involved for your betterment and well-being. When you understand that Jesus is your burden bearer, and He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy, my burden is what? Light. We realize that Jesus has designed us to step out of the weights and the encumbrances of life and into a freedom of yoking together with Him. Sometimes a home situation can become so distracting, you can't even imagine God moving through your life because of whatever has just occurred or whatever disappointments are facing you. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And where it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
So the Spirit of God has induced a liberation time so that we can come free from the inhibitions, the character challenges, the situations of life. Now, there's another area of conflict that many of us face, and that's the area of guilt and condemnation, the sense of inadequacies and insecurities that have just crippled us motivationally and made us feel like we are unacceptable to God because of what has taken place in our own life or words we've spoken or actions we've taken. That's why the blood of Jesus is there as a constant voice of forgiveness and cleansing. It says that if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us of how much? All sin. That blood is there as a voice to remove the accusation, the guilt, the condemnations, the sense of sentence that is on our life. How many of you feel like you're kind of destined to an entrapment because of things that have gone wrong in your life before? Think about what I shared. You're destined to an entrapment, like you're going down a path and there's a bear trap and there's really no way out of it. You're going to be caught in that thing and you're going to be howling and screaming all night long, but you're really not going to get out of it. How many of you have that kind of a thing going on? All right, that is a condemnation. That's what it is. It's a sentence following guilt. When there is condemnation in a person's life, they don't ever move in the Spirit because they become minding of how to get this off of me. So we need to pray and get that stuff off of us. Otherwise, we can't cooperate with God and flow with Him in the anointing. The third thing we need to do in the Spirit is we need to get filled. So the Spirit of God fills us so that He can pour out of His Spirit upon other people. Now, the Word of God tells us that we are to not only be filled, but be being filled. We need to be in a consistent, perpetual state of flow to us, to flow through us. It's not good enough one day for you to ask Jesus to be Lord of your life and then kind of walk carnally. It's not good enough for one day. One of the fellows I talked to not long ago, and I said, well, do you pray in tongues much? I don't know. I did that one time. How many know that there's a whole bunch more than one time? Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all, constantly praying in the Spirit. Why? So that He would sustain that being filled state, keeping cares off of his life, keeping condemnation, guilt, and accusations out of his life, keeping forgiveness flowing to his life, and keeping the Spirit of God flowing in his life. These three states of preparedness precede the release. So I want to make sure that everybody in here is freed up. Is that all right? There's no sense on having show and tell here. And everybody's saying, wow, did you see what God did with Gary? Well, no good is that going to be to you unless God does it through you, because that's what the ministry teaching is for. So that you participate with the life of God, not just me. I'm free. I've had plenty of things today to distract me. But they all left before I got here. But some of us brought them in with us. And we expect the church service to get rid of them. Unfortunately, there's no scripture that says, go to your neighbor and take their burdens off. It says, you cast your cares upon the Lord. It says, you commit your way unto the Lord, and He'll give you direct steps for your pathway. It says, you commit your way unto God. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God shall surpass all understanding, shall garrison about your heart and your minds. There's nothing I can do as an individual, ministry, teaching, preaching, whatever, that will directly get cares and concerns off of you. You've got to get them off of you yourself. Does that make sense? So it's up to me, you and I, to come over this threshold right now. So I want us to do something together as a body. We're all going to do this. Look at your neighbor and say, you're included now. Hallelujah. Everyone who raised their hands with concerns, anxieties, and weights, Everyone who raised their hands with areas of guilts and condemnations and senses of inferiority and inadequacy. Everyone, I didn't even ask you to raise your hand, but on the inside you do it anyway. Because you're not being filled. It's like you come in a little dry and maybe get a little excited with a teaching or a message or a song. But on the inside you're not in a perpetual pump of life flowing through you. I want us to pray. Every one of us that has those inhibitions in us, just come on down here. We're all going to pray together. Just get rid of it all at one time. Is that all right? So if that's you, just come on down. Everybody, I don't care if you've been saved a million years. Just come. We're going to pray. Just come on down. We're going to just get this thing so it's released and flowing. Hallelujah. Let grace just flow. I mean, I tell you, this thing could be serious tonight because God just loves us enough to do great things with us. We're going to deal with these three things, get them off, so God can flow with us. Amen. God can, we got to get distractions down. Get rid of them. Hallelujah. Oh, come on up a little bit further. Come up a little bit closer. Hallelujah. We're going to take just a few moments and let the strength of God's Spirit move with us. Remove distractions. How many of you got some mental distractions going on? It's like to focus, your mind goes over to this direction, whatever. All right. We just need to understand that we walk in an environment that definitely is detrimental for the spiritual fulfillment of God's purpose in our life. How many of you walk in an environment that, given its access, it will defeat you? If it can get to you, it'll put you under. Well, that's what grace is for, is to keep you on top in the Spirit. Are you all ready to pray? Are you sure? Now, is there anyone else out there that needs to be up here? Look at your neighbor. Check him out. Look him in the eyeball. I mean, don't just give him a little bit of a checkout. I mean, look at him. See, we're intersecting their natural mindset. Because some people try to escape these types of decisions and times of decision. But when you look at somebody, they can either feel this, like, hi. But it's interesting. But if you're free, you can look at him and you are free. Free, 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 free. Hallelujah. Look at him one more time. Check him out. Say, it's just me inside here. Hallelujah. I want to check you out, see how you're doing in there. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got a couple more. When they got looked at in the eyeballs, said, oh, that's it. Oh, God, God, it's going to help me. But that's all right. That's what grace is all about, isn't it? Help us. Hallelujah. All right. I'm feeling better already. Amen. Are you all ready? Are you ready, brother? All right. Everybody lift up your hands to God. Your elbows do go above your waist. Hallelujah. Now that you surrendered, let's make it a confession. And say with me, Jesus, your blood has washed me, has forgiven me, and I notify all condemnation, every guilt, and every understanding of inferiority, insignificance, and the sense that I have become sentenced to defeat in my life. You're a lie. Because I'm forgiven by blood. Jesus rose again from the dead. And I make a decree this night. Jesus, you're Lord of my life. You're my burden bearer. You are my refresher. And I take the cares of this life. The distractions. The thoughts that have pulled me off course. Now just put your hands out in front of you like this. And I want you to dump all that junk into your hands right now. Just do it. Dump your husband, your wife, your children, the betrayals, the situations, the concerns, the anxieties, the financial pressures of life, the mortgage company, the car payments, the flat tire. Put it all in that right now. Every distraction, every inhibition, all pain, all emotional torment and confusion. And now I want you to lift your hands over your head and say, Father, I cast these cares.
Father, I cast these cares.
over unto you.
I release myself
from the inhibitions, the mental frustrations. Jesus, you're my burden bearer. And by the power of the name of Jesus, I commit these areas to you. I loose them from my life. In the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, give me fresh infilling. I'm ready for spiritual refreshing. I'm ready for joy to rise up out of the wells of salvation. I want you to look right now to the throne of God and just say, Father, I'm your child. Fill me with the awesome presence of your Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you, grace of God.
And
when I start to pray, life flows in me. And when I pray in new tongues, life charges me. Go ahead and just do that right now. Just start to pray. You can't do it wrong. You can't pray in tongues wrong. Just don't pray in English or Spanish. Just let your spirit. Go ahead and just focus on the Lord and pray in your spirit right now. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit right now. Let your spirit just rise up unto grace. Alright. Now, I want to have you understand something about a mood that is here. How many of you do not sense a strong press? How many do not sense that? How many sense a real gentleness? See, there's a presence of the Spirit of the Lord that is working. That's very gentle right now. Very quieted. And see, in that presence is where the Spirit of God moves. Now, you can do things right now that would grieve Him, even spiritual things. Because He's not acting that way. You've got to act like the Spirit of God's acting. Sometimes the Spirit of God acts very bold and tenacious. Other times He just moves in such a sweet presence. And that's where He is tonight, right now. Maybe He'll change a little bit later, but that's not how He is right now. He's sweet and He's calm. How many of you understand what I'm saying? See, some of you have, even when you cast your cares over to the Lord, you fought so hard to get them off of you that you never got them off of you. Because it goes like this. Come off of me, come off of me, come off of me, come off of me. Now. And they're still on you. And the Holy Spirit wants to just release.
Thank you for listening to this Jesus Experience teaching with Dr. Gary V. Whetstone. We want to connect with you at your Jesus Experience. Please visit our website, JesusExperience.com, where you can view our complete teaching archives, enroll in our free School of Biblical Studies, watch live services, and communicate with us. You can connect with Jesus Experience on Facebook and Twitter, or if you prefer, please call us at 1-302-561-6800. That's 1-302-561-6800. Share with us as we share with you.